Sports Life Talk.
Hey, yeah.
Cause this is Sports Life Talk.
Hey, hey.
You rockin' with Sports Life Talk.
Sports Life Talk.
Hot topics, yeah, with Sports, yeah, Life Talk.
Come
so come and get you some Sports Life Talk. They let us in the game, now we callin' the shots. Hey. Things will never be the same, so forget, yeah, what you thought. Cause, yeah, life without sports ain't nothing, hey, but talk. Here we go now, finally a show that makes your heart pound. Profound wonder what's running up through your thoughts now. About to drown our podcast, that be watered down. Tell them clowns it's a new era, and it's starting now. Five total strangers, the five power rangers, approaching Sports Life Talk from five different angles. Get ready for the change up. We done turned the flame up. The topics that we bring up, we about to blow this thing up. Yeah, let's get it cracking. KT the head coach of Miss Manhattan. Gemini Jones holds the throne, she be calling them out. Mr. United Surgeon B. Jones, the mouth of the South. From the cover athlete to the yeet of the week. We got what you need, we dropping what's hot in the streets. From copping new sneaks to locals popping, doing big things. When gossip and tea, let Kimberly pour you a dream. Sports Life Talk, who is them? Went from not listening and now you're tuning in. If you're feeling what you're hearing, tell a friend, tell a friend. Thank you for listening, let the show begin. Sports Life Talk, who is them? Went from not listening and now you're tuning in. If you're feeling what you're hearing, tell a friend, tell a friend. Thank you for listening, now let the show begin.
Let's go.
Welcome to another episode of Sports Life Talk, where life without sports is just talk. It is Wednesday, the very last Wednesday in February, the 28th. But please note, tomorrow is the 29th. It is not the first. This is a leap year, in case you were unaware. Just had to educate y'all real quick. But good evening, my peoples. How are y'all?
Hey, we're doing good.
What is up?
Living life and being wonderful as usual.
You know what? I'm gonna need for you to come on and stop being this like spoken word host or something. I need you.
This is my sexy.
Yeah, I was about to say this. That's what she's trying to put out. You don't see the ruby red lipstick. You know the girl showed up tonight. They giving y'all some eye candy tonight. They wanted to be on there tonight. So I love it. I love the energy, KT. Quit hating.
You love that energy. I'm Gemini Jones.
I guarantee the bots will be here in a minute. I guarantee the bots going to be here in a minute.
I'm single and ready to mingle. So what y'all doing in the chat? Like I said, it's Wednesday. This is episode 213. But before we get to that, let's do some introductions because we were not here last week. And we want to make sure that you didn't forget who we were. So B. Jones, Mr. Mouth of the South. Mr. Kubero.
Yeah, there it is. It's all love over here. I've been practicing trying to make that go off for a hot minute now. Y'all know what time it is. I'm 10 toes down. Let's take this thing to a whole nother level. Y'all make sure y'all share this with all your people. We got a cracking episode tonight. So I think we're going to have a good time tonight. So y'all, let's get the chat buzzing. Let's get YouTube. Everybody get on here to YouTube and let's have a good night.
KT, how you feeling?
Feeling great. I mean, we're back at home. I mean, we missed last week. We're back. Let's turn up. I still need for that. I need Gemini Jones. I don't need Pamela. I need Gemini Jones tonight.
Katie, how you feeling? You're looking very housewife-ish today. Like, I just want to marry you and ask you to cook me a meal or something.
It's so funny you say that because I got my robe on. I was thinking before we started that it's really cool that we get to record from home because we can wear what we want. But I do have my Sports Life Talk shirt on today, though.
That is kind of funny.
Like your first time in like a year, right? Having a Sports Life Talk shirt on?
No, this one, I think it's not that long ago. But all my Sports Life Talk shirts don't fit me. So I need to re-up.
But she did bring up a good point. Like, Lord knows what we be having on the bot. Like they,
I don't want me to stand up right now. You want to see some bots?
Yeah, so I got my house coat on.
Hey, because I'm wearing some Nike shorts. You know what I'm talking about? You would think about, I got a hoodie on and some Nike shorts. So I'm feeling it's some sandals.
Hey, I may or may not be wearing some. I don't know. Hey.
I just hope it's your microphone. I just keep seeing the actual microphone and not.
Yeah. Okay. So
wait a minute. Y'all remember that time I dropped my camera in my lap and everybody got a shot?
How can we forget? It's been some interesting moments on this show over the last couple of years. So
luckily, I had some pants on. Yes, I had on shorts though. Everybody got an eye full of thigh. That's it. All right. Yes. Well, I am your host, Gemini Jones. And I'm so glad you guys are here with us tonight.
No,
Katie Dammit said in the chat, it's not ASMR. You got to get the mic and start doing all that.
You know what? Is this thing even on? Oh, it is. Can y'all hear me?
The mic.
I don't think it's making a difference.
Is the mic on?
I don't know. We'll do that next time before the show. We got to go through some tech side over there.
She just wanted the mic in her hand, B. Jones.
I think that's what it was.
Whatever. Anyway, this is episode 213 entitled The Slam Reaper. And so this week, we are honoring none other than Mr. Stay Nina Haircut, Kevin Durant himself.
Look, rest in peace to Bobby Davis.
Where did that one come from? Here we go.
Welcome to the podcast where we dissect the game with the surgical precision of Kevin Durant's jump shot. Durant, the maestro of the hardwood, paints his own narrative with each dribble, seamlessly blending finesse and ferocity. Join us as we delve into the artistry of strategic brilliance of one of basketball's most iconic figures. This is the KD Chronicles.
Now, y'all gonna really sit here and tell me that man don't always look like he need a haircut?
I ain't finna get old Kevin Durant. You know what? Me and Kevin Durant can turn a whole new page.
Every single one of them pictures from high school to now.
That's just that man hairline, Pam.
It ain't his hairline. He just need to keep a cut. You need to get your wave cap.
Let me make $30 million a game.
For real.
You think I care about my hair?
He need to take $1 million and invest in a traveling barber to have with him at all times. All
right. I guarantee right now he probably got a shorty just rubbing his hair right now.
Yeah. LeBron can spray on his hair. Kevin Durant can keep his cut. All right. So thank you for that lovely and sexy read. How come she get to be sexy when she's talking? But I gotta be all serious.
She did bring it for that KD read. she put a little extra on that one.
She get to be sexy. Hey guys,
but you do it. We're live right now. You do that, people will start falling asleep
with the smooth finesse. I heard you, Kimberly D'Amico. Oops, Miss Manhattan.
You already said it. No, I did it because we got the same initials. So just
you put a little extra. Yeah, I saw you. I felt you. That's what's up.
Okay, B. Jones, you got some trivia?
Yeah, I do have some trivia. Let me pull this up real quick. All right, so anybody that follow basketball know that Kevin Durant was drafted with the second pick in 2007 to the Seattle Supersonics. And not too long after that, he transferred to the Oklahoma Thunder. So my question to you guys is, what year did Seattle Supersonics become the Oklahoma City Thunder? That's an easy one. I rolled out the red carpet on this one. I'm just begging for somebody to get this one correct.
All right, awesome. So moving right along, it is time for the Playmaker segments. I always forget. As you all know, the guys have been working so hard behind the scenes to induct people into the Sports Life Talk family. So, KT, tell us what we have going on this week.
You know what? Normally, I don't ask for help from B. Jones because I really don't like him on the live show anyway. But B. Jones, the Playmakers this week, I want to give a shout out to everybody who's going to be playing in the state finals.
He stole my players of the week.
Well, we can just combine everything.
All right, well, we're going to combine it this week. So we got Mansfield Timberview, which we had Brooklyn Terry came on our show, and Coach Kit Kyle. We got Frisco Liberty, which has one of the best players in the country, number one player in the class of 2026, J.C. Albee, La Vega, who's got a bunch of dogs, probably one of the best 4A team. They are the defending 4A state champions. Duncanville, who've we've had Mariah Clayton as well as Kaylin Kemp, KK, two dope athletes. They both been on our show. Duncanville will be playing in the semifinals. SGP, who got Talia Parker, five-star out of Grand Prairie. She's super dope, taking her talents to Texas A&M. Martinsville, which is one of those schools that Kevin and I really got. We first saw Martinsville about a year ago in Kauffman, just doing a little preseason thing. And then we had the opportunity to go to Tenerhall, see them play. Dope, dope, dope squad. Love that team. And we got a young lady named Ruthie Mine that will be joining us on the show. And then last but not least, Dallas Lincoln, who has a couple of young ladies that'll rock with you guys next. And one is Jada Patterson, who if you check out right now, we got her show. It just came out about 2 weeks ago. So Jada Patterson, she is a beast. I'm talking about a go hard beast. Only a freshman right now, will probably be a top 100 player by the time she gets to class of 2027.
Well, B. Jones, I said help me. I didn't say take over the whole segment, but you did a great job, sir.
I don't know what kind of help you needed.
You didn't give me a chance to speak. I was like, hey, I want you to help me. Then boom, you jumped in. But hey, you did a great job, B. Jones. And that's the playmakers this week, Gemini Jones.
And that is also the local athletes
The local athletes this week. So we just knocked out two birds in one stone, and I didn't get a chance to talk a lot. So that's great. Let's go.
Okay. All right. Well, it is time for the local business then. So I actually have two. So on Thursday night, there's a new cigar lounge in McKinney. It's called LG Cigar Lounge. And they were hosting a karaoke night. And I don't know if you saw the video, but your girl got down with a little karaoke. And so they're really trying to, it's a really nice spot. Very, very nice. If you've been to Cigars International, this is like a little more toned down and a little bit more kind of just a friendly vibe. But it's called LG's. It's right off of 121 and Chelsea, I think, or something like that, in McKinney. So if you're out up north like me, it's somewhere nice to visit, not the big old crowd of Cigars International. But they do have drinks. He said they were working on food. They've only been open, I don't know, a couple of months now, but they are hosting events to kind of get some business. And then last night, I went to a restaurant called Lanetta that is in downtown. And on Tuesdays, they have all you can eat tacos and all you can drink margaritas. There is a catch. Uh-huh. So the tacos, we did not get the all-you-can-eat tacos, but the tacos are only chicken, barbacoa, and mushroom. And then the margaritas are just regular margaritas. There are no flavors there, and it's just regular on the rocks.
But I can't get no ground beef? I got to get barbacoa?
Yeah, that's part of it.
I'll get some barbacoa.
I think the tacos are $20 for all-you-can-eat, and the margaritas are $25. The one thing about the margaritas, I am not a tart. The food was good. We did not get the tacos. I got the grilled chicken and my friend got the lobster enchiladas. We loved it. The elotes was good because it had the grilled corn. It didn't just have canned corn. Mm-hmm. It was amazing, but it was so good. But one thing about the margaritas is they were very tart. I had to ask for some simple syrup. It was just like lime juice and tequila. Y'all didn't mix nothing else in here.
That's the thing with all you can eat stuff, right? You're never gonna get like premium ingredients. So you know they got a batch of that stuff just sitting out, and they just giving it out by the droves. It's probably house liquor and everything, you know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a cheap liquor because I had four margaritas, and when I woke up this morning, I had not one headache. So I don't even know if it's really any tequila in it, but it was a nice spot. The ambiance is amazing. It's very Instagram-ish, and it's called Lanetta. We did make a reservation, and it was crowded in there. I'm assuming that's because it was Tuesday, and it's all you can eat. So, that is the local business.
I want y'all to know this one thing. KD, she was like this. She said tacos and margaritas. She was like, oh. She kind of popped up. She's ready for some tacos and margarita.
It was also how she pronounced it, because I think the Spanish way is like La Nieta. I think that's how you say it.
Look.
La Nieta.
It's E-T-A. I'm
Hey, real talk.
You don't have an eye.
Maybe I'm tripping. I could be thinking of something.
Katie finally trying to be like Hispanic on the show, and she's trying to.
Show some respect to.
Hold on. Let me see. Hold on. No, it's La Netta. L A.
It still probably don't sound like La Netta.
I thought it had an I in it. My bad.
It probably said La Netta. I don't know, but again, I'm Black. La Netta.
Yeah, but she did say. But she did say the magic words, and that's all you can eat and drink tacos and margarita. Like, who would turn that down?
And I would say, I really felt like I should have gotten the all you can eat tacos. I should have tried it. But when she told me that they only had corn
and three flavors,
tortillas, I was turned off. But then we got the we got queso. What is it?
Flamada.
Who?
Queso flamada? I mean, you said you had a queso?
The thick kind. What is that called?
Queso flamada. Yeah, it's like with the mozzarella cheese or something. They do something different. It's that thick.
Yeah. And so she brought some tortillas to eat with that, because you can't scoop that up with the chip. But the tortillas, I was like, man, I should have went on ahead and got the tacos. So if I do go back, but I'm still scratching my head on how the bill was $180-something, $160-something.
Easy. 25 plus 20 is 45. And if you got three people there.
No, lobster.
Lobster.
Enchiladas. What, $57, $60 right there. And then you got the grilled chicken. That was probably like 45.
Easy.
Your math don't be math, and if you get lobster, anything, it ain't gonna be.
It's gonna I didn't eat that. My friend did. I don't remember. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway. Now, well, before we get off of the playmaker, what would you say?
The margaritas did their job because she doesn't remember. Yeah.
All right. Well, before we get off of the playmakers, KT and I, we reached out to Athletes Unlimited, and actually it was, I think Gemini, the one that kind of, one of y'all said something about it in the chat, and KT reached out to him, got us hooked up, got us plugged in. So going forward, starting next week, when we do the playmakers section, we will have a segment, or at least, I don't know, the AU moment of the week or something. We're going to talk a little bit of Athletes Unlimited in the playmakers section. So y'all make sure to tell everybody. We're going to be representing them and showing them some love.
Okay, awesome. All right, so it is time for the kickoff question. I would like to say something. Since we have an intro for all our sections, I think that on this one, we should have someone kicking a ball as the intro for the kickoff. It's not what I was...
Unless you do it too much.
You know. All right. Forget y'all. All right. So it's time for the kickoff question. But before that, I have a fun fact that I might have missed on the other playmaker segment. But Kevin Durant won his first NBA championship with the Golden State Warriors in 2017. And then again with the Brooklyn Nets in 2021. No?
Ain't he won both of them with the Golden State Warriors.
So who had this? Who put this up here?
Somebody finna get fired in our production.
Because I'm like, I know I read that. Oh. No,
he left the Golden State Warriors after winning two championships.
In 2001. Yeah, in 2001, he went to Brooklyn. He didn't win in Brooklyn, but he went to Brooklyn. Yeah.
Yeah, so whoever did that, we probably won't see you next week.
Lanita,
Lanetta, you talking about Lanita?
Everybody fired. We all gonna be suspended.
The intern, Lanetta, she came on there and did that. Shame on you.
Y'all are a mess. All right, so this is our kickoff question. And as many of you know, if you started watching the show, whenever we have guests on, when the guys are doing their You Got Next, we always ask the question about your top five artists. And so we decided that it's been a while since we have discussed our own top five. And I remember I said one of mine was Bone Thugs when I came on the show in 2019, and everybody was like, what?
So well, see, that's what we did hip hop artists too, though. But now we opened it up to music artists.
Yes. So we are refreshing our list, but this time our list will include any type of artist, any genre of music, whatever it is just your top five. All right, so who wants to go first?
Not it. Well,
yeah, I was about to say I'll go first because mine ain't changing too much. I sat down, I wrote my list out, and unfortunately I listen to hip hop a lot more. Now, don't get me wrong, there are some other artists that I could get down with them and rock with them, but I'm gonna go, and this is in exact order of how I rock with them. It will be number one, J. Cole. Jermaine is just one of the dopest MCs in the game right now. If Jermaine drop it, I'm all over it. Number two, Lil Wayne, one of the Louisiana animals. You know what I'm saying? I got to bring that thing back home. Number three, Kanye West. I don't care if it's new Kanye or old Kanye. I'm just a huge Kanye fan. Number four is going to be Eminem. I can't find an MC that can do what Eminem does. He just dropped bars. Probably one of the greatest lyricists when it comes to putting in just crazy words, and the way he spits it out is just unique. And I know people be like, he get away because he's a white rapper. Bump that. If Eminem was black, it would still be fire, and everybody would still be jamming it, and it would still be platinum. And then last but not least, now this is new, because y'all know I used to have Jadakiss in that list, and then I had Donald Glover in that list, but moved up into that fifth spot. I had to finally give him, the certified lover boy, some props. Drizzy Drake is an icon, and he is one of the top five hip-hop artists. He is one of the top five artists of all time. I mean, I got a feeling when he retires in like 10, 15 years from now, he will be synonymous with Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston's, Prince's. I mean, he's going to eventually be the greatest hip hop artist of all time.
All right, KD, you want to go next?
Yeah, so for me, the artist that I'm choosing for this top five list is artists that are like my go-tos whenever I'm like in the car or at home listening to music. So of course, and it's not any particular order, like not one being the best, five being the least favorite. So Drake, Beyonce, Tyler, the Creator, Eric Bellinger. And Brent Fayez. No, I'm not going to. Who is my fifth?
Oh, I'm surprised. No, Brent.
I think I'm going to have to go with Selena.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you really sit at the house listening to Selena? Are you driving in your car jamming Selena?
Yes. Yeah.
I ain't gonna even lie. Sometimes she pops up in my playlist, turn that joint up and get to singing. I don't even know if I'm singing the right words or not, but it don't matter.
So yeah, those are bitty, bitty, bomb, bomb. Yeah, bitty bitty bomb bomb and
oh bomb bomb. Okay.
But yeah, that's my top five. That's my top five for like current artists that I'm listening to, or like will always my go-tos.
Okay.
I gotta stop though. I'm sorry. I know this ain't a debate, and I know I ain't supposed to be challenging nobody, but I'm the mouth of the South, and I gotta. Yeah, what is up with you and Tyler the Creator? You the only, like me and Kevin, me and Kevin have interviewed over 600 people on You Got Next over the last 4 years, and nobody has said Tyler the Creator.
Two
out of 600, Kevin, and I don't remember the two. So okay. What is up with you and Tyler the Creator?
So have you listened to the last album, Call Me If You Get Lost?
You know what? Send it to me. Send me whatever. I want you tonight, when we get off, I want you to send me your top five Tyler the Creator songs, yes, so I can understand it. I can't see it.
No, I really need you to listen to Call Me If You Get Lost, the album. Like, I'm challenging you to listen to that album. And then I'll send you top five songs of Tyler the Creator.
Challenge accepted.
Okay. But he's just as creative as Beyonce. So if you like Beyonce's creativity, Tyler the Creator is the person for you.
I'm not gonna let you get. I'm with B. Jones. I'm not gonna let you get away with putting Beyonce and him. No, we ain't doing that. We ain't doing that tonight.
They are the top art, like them two.
You put Tyler the Creator and Beyonce in the same sentence. That is blasphemy. Blasphemy.
Jay-Z rolling over in his grave. This is ridiculous.
Kill Jay-Z. Now what are we doing?
What are you talking about?
Tyler, the creator.
All right, KT, who you got?
Well, Gemini, I'm going to go Michael Jackson, Tupac, Usher, Jay-Z, Mary J. Blige.
Now, I got to call Cap on YouTube. I'm sorry. I enrolled with you, Kevin. We've been in the car for 30 hours together. And you ain't listening. No, man, we probably listen to
one. You want me to put some Mary J. Blige on with you or Usher? I mean, what?
But none of that's playing. And I think Usher's reason. I've never heard you talk about Usher until we showed Usher and we did the show 2 weeks ago with Usher.
Don't I always talk about Usher's first album that nobody knows about, B. Jones? Now, you stop the cap.
No, I got to challenge that.
Why would you challenge me on Usher? I don't understand that.
I never heard you talk about him.
We're going to ride to Chicago. Hey, you like Usher?
I don't want to know that y'all listen to Usher.
It's the thing. I can understand us not listening to Usher, but at least that's over the 5 years. So, Gemini, how many times you heard Kevin? How many times you heard KT talk about Usher?
It's been a few because he's mentioned, he talks about things that came out like way in the beginning.
Exactly. I've talked about this dude multiple times. But okay, next time we go to Chicago, B. Jones, be ready to talk about Usher and Mary J. Blige.
I'm going
to
pull out my iPods.
Golly. Stop challenging people on their music and what they listen to. When I'm in the car by myself, I'm listening to Usher.
I gotta keep. Well, what's the excuse for Mike? But let's go, Gemini. It's your show. Let's go.
Okay.
Mike?
All right. So my list is no longer is not in order too. I'm sorry. So y'all know I love me some Usher. I've always loved Usher before Usher was even a Super Bowl.
You better be careful before he challenged you about Usher.
Because one of my favorite songs is the one with LMA, Don't Waste My Time. All right. Y'all, I love me. I'm in my Summer Walker era. And so I will put Summer Walker Pandora radio on and get in my feelings and lay on the floor and cry. That's where she puts me. So when I'm, that's just kind of how I feel. Chris Brown, love me some Chris Brown. I can listen to a lot of his songs. Her, y'all know I love me some her. And then my last one is Beyonce. But I'm going to throw some SWV in there because I can listen to pretty much all of their albums and sing every single song if I'm in the car on a road trip or something. So I got those are my top six.
Well, yes. Well, I guess we learned a lot about each other today.
Let me call you out, B. Jones, because who was the fifth person you said?
I brought in Drizzy Drake. I promoted
you. You the main one to be talking bad about Drake.
Yeah, I don't want the singing stuff. I don't want to hear all that singing.
It comes with Drake.
But Drake lyrics is off the chain, and he's selling. He's selling, but
I'm the main one we talk. Be top dogging Drake. Oh, this and that. Now hear you.
We've been doing this show since 2018. Jim and I joined us 3 months after we started doing the show, and we just now featured Usher as the cover athlete 2 weeks ago because he was doing the Super Bowl. But yet we got two Usher fans in the family.
That's why I'm gonna keep coming back at you, because every time we've done the You Got Next show, somebody's mentioned Usher. I bring up his first album that nobody talks about. I bring up songs on that album.
I went to Vegas to see him before I even knew he was doing.
I'm not gonna let you call me out like that tonight, B. I'm ready. I got time today.
I give you credit, Gemini, because you did go. You spent about $1,500 to go.
So now I'm not gonna pay to go see Usher.
And already got my tickets.
See Usher with his shirt off, B.
Stop. Yes, already got my tickets to go see him in October.
But Usher concert was a little bit different, KT. I wouldn't be mad at you if you did go.
I'm still not paying it, but yes, it was. I just let Gemini give us a visual.
Yeah, that was a different show. So,
yeah, okay. All right, well, there you have it. That's one of the most controversial top fives.
He made it controversial. He wanted to call people out. That should have been a simple bang. This is my five. Let's get out. No, not BJ.
And then we got Selena down there with three songs.
three songs, you're alive.
That movie come out. It's certain movies that it, when they come on, I don't care.
Nah, I stopped watching Selena. I stopped watching the movie. That the way they made that old woman look when she killed Selena, I had nightmares for a month. That woman's face is imprinted in my head. The actor, she was in another TV show. And I got upset at her. I was like, nah, you killed Selena.
Yeah. But here's the thing. The actual woman that killed her came out and
said all of this.
Everything
stuff.
That happened.
Have you watched Katie?
What'd you say?
Have you watched her? I think it's called Yolanda and Selena, The Untold Truth or something.
Oh, yeah, I saw it. And she's trying to paint Selena out to be a bad person because, yeah, you know, she gets out like next year and she don't want people after her.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, good luck with that. You know how fans are.
Yeah, I'm still mad. I remember exactly where I didn't even know who Selena was, but I know exactly where I was when I found out that Selena had been killed. Matter of fact, I worked at Supercuts and the little Hispanic dude, he walked out crying. I was like, what the hell wrong with him? He was like, Selena got killed. I was like, who is that? And then, you know, when the movie came out, I was like, oh shit, no wonder we was crying. So yeah, I got it.
Hey, I just remember flipping through and I landed on the station and she had some outfit on. I was like, who is this woman? Because Selena was bad. I didn't hear any music. All I saw her just dancing. Everything. That's all I remember.
I didn't find out about Selena until Jennifer Lopez did her. So we need to do a cover athlete with Jennifer Lopez. She should be the cover one of these days. Or whatever you want to call
it.
Honor or whatever you want to call it.
I'm definitely down to honor her anytime.
We'll do her.
All right. So moving right along to the Manhattan Project.
Okay. So I have a hot topic this week. I don't have a mad question asking, so don't be too sad. So there is a football player named Trey McNutt. He's out of Ohio, and he is getting in trouble. He's in on some type of suspension for. Why are you so tickled?
Because Kevin is a kindergartner. Yeah, Kevin is a look. What's his name again?
Y'all gotta say it. Wish I was a little giggling self.
No, you took me off guard a little bit too. I was like, whoa. Kevin did that, y'all. Not with me.
Okay, so he's in high school in Ohio, and he played in a 7v7 tournament. And I think it took place, was it in Ohio, y'all? I'm not sure.
I don't know where it took place, but I do know who you're talking about.
Yeah, so he's going to get suspended, and it's like a huge rule in Ohio. His response to it was, I kind of was like, oh, I was upset, but at the same time, I was like, bet, because the rule isn't right, and I'm different. I'm not going to let things stand. Let's see. What is stand that's not right? So when they did put that on me, even before that, I was always like, do I want this rule to change? So I've been planning for it. So there is another game coming up that he's planning to play. So he's already suspended, I believe, for like 2 games. What is y'all's take on this? Should he abide by the rule because he is a 4-star DB? Or should he go against it as he is doing and kind of just suffer the consequences? Like, what is y'all's take on this?
So is it because I've read it briefly. So is it because he can't be like a part of a team and do 7-on-7?
Yeah, like, let's see. He can't participate in something that's not tied to the school. So that's football, flag football, touch football, and arena football are examples of non-permissible events.
I'm with Trey, and I listen. I'm not approving Trey stepping out and going against the grain, because right is right, right wrong is wrong. With all that is going to be subjective, right? I'm pretty sure this rule was put into place for some specific reason. Why he's choosing to fight that battle
as his uncle, as his brother, as his father, as his cousin, I would have said, man, this ain't your fight. You just follow the rules. We got NIL money we trying to make. We got too much on the line for you to get this image as this trailblazer, right? Because it never end up great for the first person that steps out and says they're going to break the trend. All of a sudden, 10 years from now, it'll be fixed, and we'll be like, well, Trey McNutt was the first person that did it, but Trey McNutt won't get his roses until this rule changes. But I don't know why they would put this rule in the perspective. It's super dumb. I agree with Trey. I just, if it was my kid, I'd be like, you're not going to be the one that's going to buck the trend and go out there and step out there and do this.
Right. And I'm okay with like you trying it out. Like, even if you knew did know the rule and you did it the one time, just because it's kind of like you're only a kid once, you got to live at the same time. But it's like once you get your suspension, I don't see the point of you continuing to do it, trying to be different or starting a trend. I think that's where I would
go. That's my point.
Well, yeah, I know a lot of kids that get a lot of looks from the 707 too.
Yes.
So if I'm a coach, I'm like, okay, he's going there getting better. And they're probably telling him things that he needs to work on. And he can bring that back and work on it with us. Like B. Jones said, it's a rule. Some rules, man, you just got to go with. This is nothing you can fight. You know what you can do? You can do the 707 like later on or something. You know what I mean? It's nothing to really discuss. It's a rule. Serve your 2-game suspension. Go back to high school and do your thing, man.
Yeah, KD, look, I get where you're going with that, and that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying nobody should challenge you. What I'm saying is nobody should break the rule and expect people to change the rule just because you broke it. No, if you want to challenge a rule, you call up the news, call up the channel news or whoever. Get your coach, write a letter of appeal. Make it a big deal. We in an era of social media. If Trey McNutt, a 4-star, top 100, top 200 kid, goes on social media and says, hey, I wanted to participate in something, but I wasn't given an opportunity because of the Ohio Athletic rules, I guarantee you somebody's gonna pick it up and the conversation will begin. These kids have platforms like any other to challenge and to make issues an issue. And even if you say, well, we don't want a kid making an issue, hey, you got coaches, you got parents. There are so many different people that can challenge this and take this out to the forefront without it being a kid sacrificing his 2 games. Because check this out. He challenged it. He got his point across, but now his high school team will be without him for 2 weeks. Now they trying to play for a state championship in his senior year. They could be 2 games down. You just never know.
And not only that, what if he goes out there and get hurt?
And then what if he does it again? Now he out for 6 weeks. And so, I mean, the only person he's hurting is his high school teammates and the people that depend on him in the fall.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so last week or 2 weeks ago when we were on the show, we said that we are going to watch Mr. and Mrs. Smith on Hulu. Is it on Hulu or Prime? No, it's on Prime.
It's on Prime.
Yes, it's on Prime. So we're going to watch the first episode. Everybody's going to catch up. Some people are ahead, but we're going to start on episode next week. But another thing that I wanted to recommend for a show, so I guess Chappelle is doing, he might be doing some type of special in having different comedians come on and have like their own Netflix special. So the first one is Chappelle's Home Team and it's Donnell Rawlings, A New Day. So that just dropped on Netflix last night at midnight. It's a quick watch. It's only 40 minutes, but it's pretty freaking funny. So I definitely recommend if y'all like stand-up comedy. I like Donnell, so I say check it out. I laughed pretty much from start to finish. So
yeah, he's a funny dude. I was gonna ask you, did you watch the show? But it sounded like you checked it out already. Kevin, you gonna watch it?
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Okay, yeah, if you watch it, I'll watch it.
Yeah, like I said, it's only 40 minutes, so you can. It ends pretty quick and it's a quick watch. But yep, that's all I got for the Manhattan Project this week.
And for y'all, for anybody who don't know who Donnell Rawlings is, that's Ashley Larry in Chappelle's show. Go back way back when he was doing the crack, the Dice Olympics and all that stuff. That's Ashley Larry.
All right. Well, you know what time it is.
I know you'll be like, at one time, he ain't right on my segment. That's my fault. My bad.
So, speaking of, thank you for that segue, KD, because I have a question for you all. So we know that Cat Williams at the beginning of the year went on Club Shay Shay and stirred up some things. And then we know that Monique came on earlier this month, and also stirred up some things. And so I don't know how many comedians you guys follow online or on Instagram. And so, you know, some comments have been made and things have been said. And a lot of what I've been seeing is hearing or seeing is people saying, well, they stole my joke, or they stole, you know. So I guess my question is, like, do comedians really think that they're the only one that came up with something? Like, I guess y'all see how I'm trying to ask this. Like, do you think that your mind is just that unique that nothing ever, that this scenario or this joke that you're about to tell never ever popped up in anybody else's mind? And let me tell you, because there are things that I see on social media, funny or not, and I might go to the comments to make a comment, and somebody else was actually thinking what I was going to already comment. So it's like, did somebody really steal your joke, or did somebody else just happen to have the same joke in their mind?
Well, Gemini, I already know what you're going, but let me say this. It's a difference between stealing a joke, because it depends on the delivery. Because if you go back and watch the Cat Williams when he did his Cadillac thing, and then Cedric the Entertainer did the same thing on Kings of Comedy. He took that from Cat Williams. He just changed it from like a spaceship or something to a Cadillac to a spaceship. So it depends on the delivery. It goes out, it says that. And if you listen to some of the outtakes that they didn't really show with Bernie Mac, he'll tell you to be careful, because guys will take your jokes and make it theirs.
And this is my thing. I grew up in the, what is it that duplication or replication is a sign of flattery or something like that. I mean, if you got a good joke, I get it. Now, and this is the other part about it. I think sometimes, for example, we'll hear artists, a rap artist. We'll hear one rapper say something, and then we'll hear another rapper say it. And it'll be almost kind of the same bars, but it'll be put and presented, like Kevin said, it'll be delivered in a different way. I think sometimes when we start creatively getting in our own space and start thinking about what we want to do, sometimes things that you may have absorbed or you may have engaged with in the past can subliminally come out that you don't recognize that you are like you got that material or you got that bar from listening to this. But you got to remember, when you consume creativity, then that becomes a part of you. You know, that's why I turn off a lot of the ESPN stuff, because I don't want to watch what Ryan Clark and what those guys saying and then come right back on this show and regurgitate the whole thing. I want to have my own thoughts and my own philosophies. But with that being said, if you listen to that enough, you will start to sound like them. So I'm with KT. As a delivery is a little bit different, but I wouldn't want nobody stealing my joke at the same time. So if I put a lot of emotional equity into something and I sat down and I really came up with a whole bit, somebody else stealing it would.
And you do the same way that I did it.
Yeah, that was.
You don't give me credit. That's the problem when you don't give people credit.
You don't give credit in that space.
Well, you can hit them up on the side or something. Be like, hey, you got to do something. Got to show them some love.
You hit them up on the side, that's gonna be all over Twitter the next day.
They gonna post.
It's gonna be on Twitter regardless, because you stole my stuff, and I'm gonna show you that you did it.
Yeah, and I think that's what I was gonna ask. Like, how would you show love? Like, whenever a music is sampled or a bar is taken.
Well, music is different. If you sample somebody's music, you're gonna be in trouble.
Right, but
nowadays,
yeah,
like you still have sample. Like, what is it? Like, sample rights to it. That's what I'm saying. So, how would you show love or kind of give like sample rights for comedy if you stole a joke or like a piece of it and then turned it into something else?
Well, like B. Jones said, you really can't, because I mean, it's a joke.
Now, I didn't see the Cat Williams version of that. I personally love the Cedric Entertainer. That was one of the jokes that made me fall in love with Cedric the Entertainer's comedy. Did he literally steal it bar from bar?
He stole it. Yes, Williams? He did. So I think Ced did a spaceship, right?
Yeah, but Ced lined up with a whole dude with a cigarette, and he was talking to the dude.
Cat Williams did the Cadillac. He did the Cadillac.
And Cat Williams did the whole little thing like that and all that stuff.
Go and watch it. Go to YouTube and watch it.
That's Biden. Now, I don't think that should be allowed.
That's why Cat Williams was so upset. He's like, this man just literally stole my joke. And it wasn't just Cat Williams. Cat Williams' partner, Cedric the Entertainer, stole one of his jokes too, because the dude was like, ah, ha, ha. Hey, Cat, he stole one of your jokes. He said, okay, well, you laughing. Check this out. He took one of yours too.
Okay, so this, so there's a comedian that I follow, and apparently he was watching the Mike Epps special. And in this special, Mike Epps says, you know, a lot of dudes don't like big women. And he's like, I do. You got to be two something to do something. And so this comedian reposted it and was like, well, I guess they say, because this comedian is not has not had like specials on Netflix and, you know, has been a sole headliner by himself. So he's not as known as what a Mike Epps would be. And he's like, he said something about it's they say whoever says the joke nationally first gets the recognition or whatever. But I'm thinking, to something, to do something, that ain't really, I mean, is that really a joke you stole? Or is that, I mean, I've heard, didn't Shannon Sharp say something about to something to do
something? Well, he did something about like Club Shay Shay the club. He'll say something like that with it.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I was just like, but did he really steal it? Or is it just something he thought about on his own? I mean, that's not something that's like so freaking original, you know? Gotta be doing something to do something.
Yeah, but you know, they have writers, and I'm pretty sure writers are listening to stuff that people are doing too. So it's not like Mike Epps is writing everything by himself.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. Well, that's the uncut gem, because I just wanted to know.
And maybe, you know, it's all part of like getting the views as well, where it's like, I know that I took this. And whatever it takes for people to come watch it, so that way they can see what I said that may or may not be original.
Hey, has Cedric the Entertainer responded to any of this?
Quiet as a church mouse, as far as I know. DL has.
That's what I'm saying. That's what. Yeah, he did. I'm telling you, Bernie Mac even said it too.
It was so long ago. Should say something then. Okay, all right.
Hey, I'm glad you said that, because I was just thinking to myself, like, Kings of Comedy, man, I was in high school back when Kings of Comedy, I mean, that had to be 20 some years ago.
That was a while ago.
So I'm like, why are you bringing this up now?
Because he had our attention. And
well, it don't make it up. Listen, when Cedric the Entertainer gave it to me, I never heard Cat Williams say it. So even to this day, I still feel like that was Cedric the Entertainer joke. I don't know who originated it. Hey, sorry for you.
Yeah, it wasn't said.
All right. Well, let's move on. It's time for the drop.
The drop.
Y'all need to shorten that for real.
No, I like the different sounds and noises we make each time.
I got a hurtful piece of shit. Oh, okay, go ahead.
So I don't have anything for the drop. What are y'all listening to new music?
I kind of scrolled. I got something for you, Miss Manhattan. I was going to ask y'all this. Have y'all listened to the new Usher album, The Coming Home?
I tried and I didn't like it.
I'm like, speaking of Usher, B. Jones, this last album don't hit like the other ones, man.
Must be in the Twilight Zone. How is somebody going to be listed? Well, you know what? I guess you're just being critical of the album.
But this album, yeah, his other albums, all of those were good. Mm-hmm. But this one here, it didn't seem like Usher.
Let me say, I somewhat feel like it might have been rushed.
Yeah, it's because of Super Bowl.
Super Bowl, concert, world tour, boom, let's hurry up and do this. Now, there are like two songs that I think I like, but I keep hitting the, because I have Usher Essentials that I listen to, and I just, every time a new song come on, I just hit the
button. I just gotta
shut up. Such a high hole.
What you got for the coaches group this week, KT? Yeah.
Is it an Usher song?
Yeah, no, that was gonna be the coaches group. We're gonna talk about the Usher album. That's why I thought it. Yeah. So that's the coaches group. But I want to ask y'all.
What song is the Coach's Groove, KT? What song is it?
We're going to talk about the Usher album. I wasn't going to ask you a song this week. But I do want to ask y'all this. Y'all do know why I call it the coach's groove, right?
I'm curious why.
Y'all remember the whole groove jokes?
I know groove in the couch. Yeah.
So I just put the coach's groove. That's what it pretty much was. I just thought y'all know that.
But a groove is also a song. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, mine was more with, you know, the groove and all that.
Yeah, that was hilarious. I wish somebody would give us our publishing rights to them old shows so we can listen to them again. Because
Idaho, can we get our stuff back?
Man, we recorded that at Surge House though, so yeah, it should have been.
I think I got it though. I'm gonna look for it. I know I said this last
on one of the it was Super Bowl time. It was like Super Bowl 2019.
Yeah, it did happen at Surge House. Now I talked about
wife and kid in another room, and you.
That's another reason we got kicked out.
We got put out. Yep. The group ain't looking to exit.
What? That was y'all. I didn't tell y'all to post that picture. Y'all want to post that picture, and things ain't been right.
You didn't tell us to stop either. Oops. You just said just got it out loud.
Wait, KT, how was she wearing?
Man, next thing I know, a team meeting was called.
I know, right? Hey, that thing caught like wildfire, didn't it? Hey,
I never knew my ass could call so much.
Hey, RCA Records called us into the meeting. Hey, we need a whole crew here at 8 o'clock on Monday morning to discuss.
And then you need to stay in your house the rest of the weekend and not do a thing.
Y'all crazy, man. Hey, is it my time? Is it time for us to do this thing?
The shoe thing. You got your shoe. You got a shoe.
Oh yeah, I do got a shoe. Good catch, KT. Let me throw this joint up on the screen. Y'all know I like these awkward colors, and I'm also a fan of the fives. Now, I prefer the fours in this olive color, but I thought this was a pretty creative looking shoe. One that could go with, had the versatility to go with a lot of different outfits. So if you are a huge fan of the retro fours or the retro fives, you can get this in a retro four. It's the same olive color, a little bit of a different, I guess you could call it complementary color. But they got this one in the retro five. And KT, you got a lot of fives, so I know you're a big five fan. I'm not sure if that's a salmon or what kind of color that is that set it off. But if you were a person that liked the awkward color sneakers, then this is definitely one that you need to check out. You know, I'm gonna go around just for the sake of tradition. But Gemini, is this one that you're a cop? Will you rock it, or will you rock it or not?
I think I would if I had like some cute pants, some cargo cute pants. I honestly, if somebody will buy me some fives, I wear a pair of fives. Is that what this was?
You know what? Surprisingly, the fives are rather comfortable. I think I wore a pair of fives out to a football game, and y'all got to understand, when me and KT go to these games, like, we on the sideline. So, hey, it ain't no comfortable bench for us to sit. I mean, like, literally, we standing up for 3.5 hours, and I had a pair of fives and got home, feet wasn't hurting, I had no problems. So, they actually are very comfortable pair of shoes, even though
they don't crease at all.
They feel a little heavy, though. When you first put them on, you feel like you got a pair of bricks around your ankles, but then soon as you get going and get relaxed and comfortable, I mean, it don't bother me at all.
9.5 in men's for anybody that want to buy me some.
Get a 10 because they run a little bit snug. Get a 10. Okay. All right, Miss Manhattan, what you rocking these?
Okay, so there's a shoe that I've talked about. It might have been this one that I tell y'all that, no, any shoe I'd be telling y'all that it rubs on the back of my ankle. And when I tell y'all, y'all think I'm insane and I'm the only person that this happens. Oh, I'm not the only person.
No. That happens to me as well. So what I do, though, is I wear socks. I wear highs.
You got to wear high-top socks.
Yeah, I wear high-top socks, and then I double sock as well. So I wear me a pair of lows, and I put the highs on top of them so I can be double socked up.
Double socks, I'd be dead, B. Like, how do you wear double socks? I can't even wear socks.
I wear socks in my sleep. I get into civil disputes around how I wear socks when I go to bed. My feet can't be naked at all.
Can I show y'all my socks? Can I show them to y'all?
Yeah, as long as you ain't got hammer time. Yeah.
What is going on now?
I don't know how we got into a whole sock situation.
OnlyFans? You trying to test about OnlyFans?
No.
look at these little bitty socks I be wearing, and I be sick.
Hoodies.
No, those are hoodies.
That's the socks that they give you at the store when you want to try on the shoes. They don't want you putting
them. There's nowhere you can wear any shoes with those now.
Yeah, your ankle's going to be toe up.
But I say all that to say Fives rub the ish out of the back.
Yeah, they do.
So I do like these, but I couldn't wear them.
Most of all my Jordans do. I think the 11s are the only ones that I don't have to worry about that. But the rest of them, they rub. Yeah. Maybe the ones. The ones don't bother me as much either. But the rest of them, they rub. Ed Reed, what you doing, man? You rocking these or you dropping them?
I'm going to pass on these only because I got some ones that are kind of similar to those. And I just got those like last month.
Which, you had some ones that was olive color?
They're not olive color. They're similar to that color.
I got you. All right, y'all. We're going to have to do a 5-minute pick six. Let's go. All right, y'all. So the first question I got is, will Durantula Kevin Durant win another ring? We all know the debate that we've had for many, many years about how he joined Golden State to get his two rings. He left Golden State to prove himself. So my question, since we're honoring Kevin Durant, do anybody on here think that Kevin Durant will win another NBA ring?
With any team or?
With any team. Any team. Will he get more than two rings before he retires?
No.
Oh, what about you, man? You think he'll win another one?
I think he will.
Ooh, KT, what you think?
I think he can win one with this Phoenix team if they can stay healthy.
I like this Phoenix team. I like this Phoenix team.
I say yes.
I'm going to say he's going to win another one because at the end of it, I think he's 34 years old right now. He probably still got about another 4 or 5 years in him. And
ooh, you think he got 4 or 5 years?
I think when you're a shooter like Kevin Durant, brother, it's you always going to have a spot on the court. I think it's going to be he's unguardable. And you got LeBron playing at the age of 40, KT. Medicine.
Yeah, look at LeBron taking care of himself and look at him.
If KD stay healthy, I think he can play another 5 years. All right, so speaking of top shooters, KT, this one is just for you. Give me, not mentioning Kevin Durant's name, give me your other three top shooters that have ever played in the NBA.
No, he wouldn't have been in my top three anyway. It's Klay. Really? Klay, Steph, and Ray Allen.
Is your top three? Klay is in your top three? Is best shooters ever?
Shooters of all time? Yes.
Wow. I got Reggie Miller, Larry Bird, and Steph Curry. I mean,
did you not see what that man did in a quarter?
Yeah, I mean, he cold. I mean, if you're going to put that Klay, Dame, Lillard, I don't know, man. No,
I'm going Klay, Steph, and Ray Allen. I wanted to go Reggie Miller.
I love Jesus Shuttlesworth, too. But I guess if we went top five, Jesus Shuttlesworth definitely would have been in my top five. All right, ladies, I gave y'all some time to prepare. So we're going to see what kind of homework the young ladies do on this show. Bronny James' name is catching fire all over the world. We see, but this USC team that he's playing on, it ain't really that good. And I'm not sure that Bronny James is doing much to it. But you know, in the rules, he plays 1 year of college basketball, he'll have the right to be drafted. Now, this is the choice the Lakers have to make. You got the legend, the GOAT, the best player that never played the game, sitting on your bench. You want him to come back and play again. And thank you for your top five, top three, KD. But my question, y'all, is if you are the Lakers, do you take Bronny James in the draft? Do you pick him up out of free agents? Or do you just pass on Bronny James at all? We'll go with you first, KT.
I don't see how Bronny is going to help them right now besides keeping LeBron. So I probably would pass on him. And to everybody, let me just say something real quick. And everybody's talking bad about Bronny. That man just came back from a cardiac arrest. It's going to take him some time to get back to who he is. But if I'm the Lakers, I'm passing on him.
What about you, Gemini?
I would pass this year.
Really? You wouldn't you wouldn't pick up even in free agency? You wouldn't say, hey, put your name in and we're gonna sign you for a 2-way deal or a 10-day deal or something like that?
Because if you do that, B, you get LeBron gonna be in full control if that happens. You know what I mean?
Damn. So
you know what I mean?
So yeah, I got you. All right, Ms. Manhattan, what you gonna do?
Yeah, pass.
I cannot believe it. I'm the only person. I'm drafting Bronny James. Kevin, you just said it. He ain't 100% healthy. We not really get to seeing a full shadow of this kid.
Lakers. If I'm the Lakers, I'm not. Any other team, I am, so I can get LeBron.
Now, this is the deal. Will I draft him with my first pick? Hell no. But them second round picks in the NBA are just, They just trade fodder. I mean, the chances of you hitting on a second rounder is crazy. I would draft them in the second round, send them to our development team in the G League, and see what we can come up with. All right, y'all.
Let me say this, B. If I'm the Knicks, I draft them. Guess what? LeBron will come to New York then.
So you're using them as a free agency bait. Yeah. I don't want LeBron James in no New York, man. LeBron, 30, 40 years old, he ain't got too much left in the tank. All right, so EA Sports recently announced that, and the world went crazy last week when they announced that they are going to drop EA's version of NCAA college football. It will be out this summer, so everybody is super excited about it. But my question, y'all, is and weeks after the name, the news drop, they came and said that, hey, we're going to pay every single college athlete that is in the game $600, and we're going to give them a copy of the game. My question to y'all, is that enough? We'll start with you, Miss Manhattan.
I don't know. I don't have an opinion for this.
All right, KT, what you think?
B. Jones, do you know how much money this game is going to make?
I know how much money this game is going to make.
Because they got our money already.
Already.
We already know we're getting it. So $600, B?
$600.
To use my name and likeness? Nah, you got to up it up. Now, you can get me a copy. That's straight. You got to pay them more than $600, B, because you're going to make damn near $6 million.
They're going to sell probably 12 to 15 million copies of this joint. Easy, so
How much money do you think that they're already out of pocket because they haven't done it in such a long time?
I don't know, but
it's
a lot of athletes. In all fairness, every athlete ain't gonna be a Power Five athlete. To their point, though, Kevin, there's a kid right now at a Harvard who he's gonna be in the game. Nobody knows this kid.
You take $600. Yeah,
you know what? Is he worth $600? I don't know. If you got to set a flat out rule, I still would say maybe $1,000 to $1,500 for every single athlete. And then at that point, if I'm one of the big time athletes, I would probably negotiate more. Right? If I'm the Joe Burrow,
athlete. Hey,
they probably gonna use a Jaden Daniels or something like that for the cast. Somebody went in college.
That's what they normally do.
Yeah, Gemini, what are you gonna do? What you do? You $600 enough?
I mean, I don't know, because this is college. Like, don't they rotate a lot? I mean, because one, I don't know. I don't have no answer.
Well, let me ask you this question. Your son, if T was playing college ball right now, let's just say Arkansas State. Let's say he went to Arkansas State, a small school, and they created an NCAA basketball version of the game, and they say, hey, T, we're going to use your picture, we're going to use your body, all your information. When you play the game, we're going to play with your character, and they send your son a copy of the game at $600.
I'm finna take my check. But at the same time, I feel like it might lead to other things, though. More recognition, maybe. So,
I will say this, though. For some of those kids who don't have big-time names, to like if it was a T, or like we got a kid that go to Oklahoma that's coming on You Got Next. His name is Latrae Dawson. Like, he's not a household name. It's going to be a gift for him. He's going to have an opportunity to play with himself this year, and he'll be able to keep that disc or keep that game, and his kids will be able to see that daddy was in the video game 15, 20 years ago. So to some of those, it's going to be it's going to be a tremendous honor. It's going to be a legacy. But I'm agreeing with KT. I still think he should have gave every kid $1,500.
Maybe they should have done tiers then, you know.
Now, see, there you go. Now, my solution to this, Gemini, would have been the game is $69.99 at retail. Every person is willing to pay $69.99. Kevin said they're going to get our money regardless. We love college football. Charge $99.99 for the game. It's going to be the only game we pay that much for. Even $89.99, take the surplus, and all of that money should have went to the high school kids. All of that money should have went to the high school. I mean, to the college kids. So
stop it.
I know, right? All right, he got the bots coming. All right, y'all, it's that time for the yeet of the week. Let me throw my new yeet music on.
Okay,
Kevin gonna like this one. Yeah.
Wiki.
All right, y'all. I could have gave y'all a bunch of yeets. I could have gave you the fact that Sabrina Ionescu balled out in the All-Star game. I could have gave you Dame Lillard, who set the world on fire in the All-Star weekend. I mean, even after that, it's been performance after performance. But y'all know I'm a fighter. I'm in the fight game. And I saw a story that happened this last weekend in front of my very eyes. In 2021, a kid by the name of Brian Ortega, he went into the ring on a fight night, major card against a champion, and he lost the fight. Why? Because his arm got knocked out of socket in the middle of the fight after he was getting beat up. Well, this is what makes this yeet worthy. The rematch happened this past weekend. Brian Ortega in the first round was getting his head cracked. His eyes swollen up, bloodied up. I'm talking about he had got knocked down to the ground two or three times, stayed up, stayed fighting after getting hammer fisted, made it into the second round, and something changed. I don't know what changed, but Brian Ortega, the spirit of a Mexican fighter, is totally different. He turned the fight around, and finally, about a minute into the third round, he submitted Yair Rodriguez and reclaimed his dominance in the division. He's going to have a championship fight. To me, it's nothing like getting your butt whooped after coming a comeback story and getting back in the ring, fighting those demons, fighting that battle against the person that took you out, and with your butt on the ground, getting back up and fighting. To me, Brian Ortega, T-City, hey, you are extraordinary, my guy. You are the true fighter. You are elite. You deserve a yeet.
Awesome. All right. Well,
that you want that beat to keep rolling, KT? That's hard, ain't it, KT?
Oh my God. All right. So that concludes our show for this Wednesday. Let's do some shout out real quick. B Jones, quick.
I'm just gonna give my shout out one more again to the young ladies in the high school, except I'm gonna turn it around. Yeah, we shouted out. We gave all the recognition to the six or seven teams out of Dallas Fort Worth area that's going to play in San Antonio tomorrow night. We showed them a lot of love, but I'm gonna tell you, it's a lot of young ladies who just played in the playoffs, the Camille Williams at Boswell. It is so many amazing athletes that rock with us, that support us, that played their heart out and didn't make it. And I just want to send a special shout out to all of those young ladies, because y'all know who are the DeSoto crew, the Glenn Roses. I mean, there's so many amazing, dope athletes that didn't make it. So shout out to all of them.
All right, KD.
Whew, y'all, it's been a hell of the last 2 weeks for me. I can't wait to update y'all. It's a long journey ahead. So I'm just going to thank my family and my friends that have been there helping me out and, of course, checking on me. Yeah, I love y'all. Am I pregnant? No babies. Yeah,
that sounded real. I got an announcement to
make. But not only that, she hit us with the my old shirts don't fit no more. I'm like, wait a minute, what? You don't look that different. So what then changed?
What did change was I cut all my hair off. I don't know if y'all could tell. The hair is gone.
I thought you had used some new shampoo. You was just showing us that volume.
Yeah, I can't see the rest of it, but yeah,
it's all gone. So it's up right here now.
Okay. KT?
I want to give a shout out to a young lady, Kiana Christmas. She had 11 points, 20 rebounds, 11 assists, 10 steals, and 10 blocks, all in one game. Okay. So my shout out is going to her, because that's something we probably won't ever see again.
Ever. And she could have been the yeet, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. She was one of those stories that I could have put in the yeet conversation. Most definitely.
All right. Well, I would just like to shout out, like KD said, I'm not pregnant though, but I've been going through a lot just all 2024. And it looks like February was a FU February, and now we're about to moving on up March. So I sure appreciate everyone that has been there for me through all of my emotional, mental, and financial struggles. But your girl got a new job. So and shout out to me for that, because I spoke that into existence. I did of the tongue, baby. I manifested that. So
Kimberly. Why you say Alfia? See you later.
Like she said, February. February, see.
Yeah, see, she was saying, just repeating what she said.
I was about to say, that's a little rude to the people that work with us.
I want to make a comment on Gemini Jones. We know you ain't pregnant. We know them eggs ain't working on those.
My eggs are done for too. Y'all can't just talk about Pam. Mine's is through.
You ain't having no more? You shut the factory down?
It's been shut since 2007.
So Drizzy Drake call you up. He in love with you. And he want a baby.
Man,
you
know she going to get them things untied so quick. Shoot.
Drizzy Drake ain't gonna pop it out. No, Drake is family. We can't have no babies. Now, he can get Odell on the line, and I will.
You know what I'm saying? Odell. Odell dumped Kim Kardashian and come holler at you.
That's another story. Yeah, that's another. Yeah.
We're going to put a TBD on your
own. Just so you know, I still got eggs.
Yeah, I know, but we got about to dust some things off, so let's go.
They calcified it. Those kidneys.
Who's
that?
Your uncle,
yeah, but he ain't got that much space. He ain't trying to get nobody pregnant no way, so we good.
Might be pregnant when I come up on this show. You know what? Bye. I'm tired of y'all. Good night. Bye, y'all.
We're not gonna speak that into existence. Good night.
You don't have to worry about it, KD. It's gonna work. We good.
You already know what time it is, Sports Life Talk, and if you didn't know, you didn't set your reminder. You need to set your reminder, man. Sports Life Talk through your speakers and your headphones. Get to know the name and let your friends know. Ask who's got their game on lock, like a chain around a box. No bento, Legos in the end zone. Building on a high from the scoreboard that we're adding to. Consistent with the content on a whole different magnitude. Working front to back like a lateral pass. And the attitude matches the aptitude. That's why we're glad to do Sports Life Talk. Counting down the clock till the next episode drops, yeah. Sports Life Talk, counting down the clock till the next episode drops, yeah.